Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It was 2 years ago today that Boston became the target of domestic terrorism as two bombs exploded near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Three people died and more than 260 were injured. And yet the world eventually marveled at stories of generosity and heroism in the city. To mark the second anniversary of the bombings today, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh has declared this One Boston Day, a day for giving back through acts of kindness. We spoke this morning to Walsh, who will be participating in a flag raising. We asked him what comes to his mind today when he thinks back to the confusion of that day.
I think really today, 2 years later, really the strength of the survivors and the families who lost loved ones. You're just thinking about getting to know them very well over the last, you know, really year and a half, and just seeing the incredible people they are and what they just experienced with going through the trial. And you're just thinking about them and praying for them. You know, I think every day is very real for them. Their sadness of what happened, but also their incredible strength of turning something that was very difficult for everyone and rallying around us.
We all also remember, I think, the great sense of community in the aftermath of the attack, the way the whole city and the whole state seemed to come together. So what are some of the examples of that giving spirit, that spirit of kindness you hope to highlight today with today's events?
Today, we're asking people to do perform a random act of kindness for folks. It could be anything. It could be simply holding a door for somebody going into a building. It could be we have in Boston the kindergartners at the Elliott School making cards and delivering them to firefighters. In the UMass Lowell, they're doing free testing for matches for bone marrow transplants. The Old Soul Church is hosting a service of resiliency. Our volunteers of the Veterans Office in Boston are planting flags at King's Chapel burial grounds. Museum of Science is opening up free entry to the Butterfly Garden. It can be anything. And I think the fact that this was inspired by our survivor community really shows the strength of our city, but also the strength of the folks who lost loved ones or who were hurt in that bombing. And I think that it's an incredible way to take a day that was tragic and turn into a day of service. And I think there's no better, I don't think there's any better way of remembering the memories of four people who lost their lives that day.
What are you going to be doing today along those lines, if I might ask?
We're going to be doing a lot of different things today. We're going to Boylston Street this morning to unveil the banners. I'm going to be visiting some firehouses, police stations. I'm going to be visiting different folks and just thanking them for their service to the city. And then as the day goes on, I'm sure that, you know, there'll be something if I can do something nice for somebody, I will be doing that.
Finally, Mr. Mayor, if I might ask, how do you think the bombing attack 2 years ago changed the city for the better?
Oh, I think what we're doing today, I think that's one of the results. I think that the fact that, we're going out there and taking the memories of young people we lost and turning it into something of being kind to other folks. And I think that that's important. And I think that, you know, it's in the memory of all of us Bostonians. And it's something that I think that made us realize that we have a great city. We have great people here. And that we can never forget that.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. We appreciate it. And good luck today.
Thank you.